I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're meeting with someone who's very busy.
So my name is Lindsay Stow, and I am an associate architect at Stow & Stow Architects, but I'm also the founder of Happy Hour Toledo. I'm also the executive director of Toledo Soup. I'm also a trustee member of the Sylvania Community Arts Commission, and I'm on the board for the Sylvania Tree Commission, and I am a chair for Done in a Day events for the Junior League of Toledo. I think there's more in there, but those are probably the highlights.
So there's a lot Lindsay and I could talk about, but I won't keep you in the dark any longer. Today we're going to be talking about Toledo Soup.
Okay, so soup events are crowdfunding dinners, and we do that to help raise money for local projects that could benefit the Toledo area. So if you were to attend, it would be $5 for soup, salad, bread, and a vote. And during the event, you watch four short, only 4 minutes, presentations for local projects, and you meet other people, you think about who you want to vote, you eat the soup, and then at the end, you vote for your favorite, and whoever gets the most votes goes home with 100% of the money raised, and they go home with it that night to make their idea a reality.
Toledo Soup events happen once in the spring and once in the fall. Now, Lindsay, the executive director, is probably the best authority to speak on these events, but second best would be a winner. So now you'll meet Roberta.
My name is Roberta DeBoer Durham, and my job is a self-appointed one. I'm organizing an initiative to provide ongoing support for foster youth when they emancipate from the system.
Now, this is a new position for Roberta. She used to be a journalist at The Blade, but she was taken by surprise when she discovered the challenges children face as they age out of the foster care system.
When youth graduate from the foster care system, they do so at age 18, and that means they have nobody. They were never safely reunited with their families, and nobody ever adopted them. So what they don't have are relationships, and that is what Open Table Toledo is doing. We organize small groups of volunteers who make a commitment. They agree to meet once a year, once a week, with one youth who's emancipated from foster care. And that's what we're doing.
Now, this idea isn't original to Roberta. She read about it. The same initiative was happening in Cleveland, which gave her the idea.
I read this column, and I thought, that's really great. I want to be one of those volunteers. And I looked around, and there was no such thing in Toledo. So I spent a couple of weeks thinking, well, I really want to do this, but it doesn't exist. I really want to do this, but it doesn't exist. Well, somebody should do this. Who's going to do this? I guess I'm going to do this. And it's been great. I mean, the community has really responded to this. We've had a lot of help. And we're getting ready to launch our first small groups at the end of January or February. So, yeah.
And some of that community support obviously came from the Toledo Soup event. Roberta decided applying for the competition couldn't hurt, so she went online to fill out the online application.
So you fill in those fields and you do your best pitch possible, and then you wait, and you wait, and you see if you've been one of the four groups chosen. And then you're notified that you're chosen, and you get, you know, all excited and thrilled. And then you start to get nervous, and then you get really nervous, and you realize you have to do a pitch, and it has to be 4 minutes. And then you show up at the soup event, and it's such a great atmosphere that you're not nervous anymore at all. You know you're going to have fun. It's a wonderful place to make connections. We came prepared with sign-up lists. We thought, even if we don't win, we've pitched our ideas, and maybe some people will want to volunteer to be part of the small group efforts.
And this is a key part to the Toledo Soup events. Obviously, one of the goals is to win the money. But another goal is to simply meet with other community members. Let them hear your idea. Maybe pass on your own advice and get some help of your own.
One of our recent winners was Michael Shever with Herbaceous Greenhouse. And I love this story about him because he came in with a very specific need and he wanted to win the money so that he could have the greenhouse. Well, through the event, someone from the Toledo Botanical Garden there, if I'm remembering the story correct, was there and ended up donating an old greenhouse that they had so that then he was able to use the money from the event to then help with restocking for future growths and I think also just helping make it so he could find a place that he'd be able to stay long term. It was just incredible that just by talking with other people and other people hearing about the project, that more connections were made, and then people are just generous in Toledo. It's incredible.
And this is why Lindsay loves this event. This is why, on top of all of her other work, she still dedicates time to help organize and direct the Toledo Soup event.
Because it's fulfilling and connecting at the same time. So going to the event, I was in a room filled with people who love and care about the future of Toledo. And sometimes that can be hard to find in the area, but not in this situation. There was just everyone was getting involved, was asking questions, was getting to know each other, and was making a reasonable investment into its future and helping determine what would happen. So it instilled a lot of pride for the community.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.